This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Listen, we got some callers, and I want to bring you guys on the line. We have caller Rudy calling about speed limits. Rudy, you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Rudy. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I've been listening for...
You got to turn your radio down. If you got some radio in the background, you got to turn it down.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Turn the radio down. Every time somebody goes over the number... I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
I didn't realize it. I've been listening for the entire show, and I really don't think that police enforcement of speeders, where if you have someone going down the road so fast, I like to watch the show Cops and those shows where they show the wildest police chases. And I really feel that the police chasing people down the roads are using their own deadly weapons. And have you ever listened to Buzz Burbank on the toilet.
Whoopee! Thanks. Anyway, so that's great. I agree with that wonderful caller there, Rudy. You know what? It's funny. He's a jerk, but he made a point. You know what I'm saying?
What? He made a point. He made a point about Buzz. Whoopee!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Well, hi, everybody. Cool down.
Oh, no,
uh-oh.
Uh-oh, it's Congo.
Oh, dear, there it is.
Right. Stop that. Silly. Very silly indeed.
Is everybody happy?
Think so.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Make me
laugh, make me cry. Do you have hair in your special place?
Oh, stop it,
Ed. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi there. Hi, little brains and all you rude little pigs out there.
Oh, the piggies, little piggies.
We're little brains just like you, Don and Mike Show. Friday, everybody. Hi there. Phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Yes, we will dissect Daddy Dearest in just a moment.
Oh, yeah. All I can say is wow.
Oh, wow. Like,
wow. You and I are both daddies, and can you, I want to kick his ass for doing that.
You know, I've got a take that will surprise you.
Okay, all right.
There is a part of me that thinks we don't know anything about this goddamn celebrity life that these two faux celebs have. You know, Alec Baldwin, who's really as relevant as 30 Rock, and Kim Basinger, hello, her time has passed, right?
Well, I don't think she's made a movie in 10 years.
So they're obviously using this kid, like one of those stretchy dolls between the two of them.
Yeah, I think I know where you might be going with
it. Who's to know if the kid's not being manipulated, and that is, because if you listen to the gist of what Alec Baldwin says, along all the mean things he says, listen.
I haven't heard the whole tape yet.
He says, I want to hear this phone call. You got to make this phone call with me. I'm there for the phone call with you. I don't know.
What was it? She missed a phone call to him?
Yes.
Is his weekly or regularly scheduled phone call? There's a problem right there.
See, that's where I mean. It's so Hollywood. How can you possibly say?
His regularly scheduled phone call. I mean, not that I'm sure doesn't happen.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I certainly know about arrangements and how, you know, things work. But I, you know, that might be a problem if it's a scheduled phone call.
And she's got one of those names, too, like Israel or Iceland or... really, her name, I think, is... give me a second. Her name is Ireland, I think.
Oh, really? I think it's Ireland. I think it's Ireland. But, wow. I mean, 11 or 12? How old?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know how old she is?
That's the other great... That's the other great thing.
Oh, my God.
He says, I don't know, if you're 11 or 12.
Right.
Oh, so you've not heard it.
I haven't heard the entire time.
All right, well, let's roll.
I've heard clips of it.
Here it is. And it has to be Kim Basinger that sold this guy out to TMZ.com.
Oh, of course. Oops. But before I hear the tape, I mean, from what little I've heard, maybe he deserved to be sold out.
Hey, Mike, before we hear the tape, let's keep the rock going. It's a twofer. Except the last one wasn't by this guy.
No. Tom Petty. Is this Tom Petty?
Yeah, and...
Stevie Nicks.
And awful coked-up Stevie Nicks.
Stop dragging my heart around.
Hey, everybody. Hey, it's the talk that rocks.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Damn. Sorry.
Oh, my.
What the hell is she singing?
Yeah, that's some wild stuff. I got to go home. I stepped on that thing.
I'm up to Canada. Visit me.
Who stepped on that? Don't step on my stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Very well, thanks.
You know, I have a quick announcement for all your retard listeners out in Sacramento.
Unless it's some type of Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking ritual, I don't know if we need to hear it.
Your retard listeners out in Sacramento not to call up your show and tell them about the stupid Sacramento Kings because news just came out and nobody cares. That is all.
What happened to the Kings?
See, in a way...
God, I'm feeling at a disadvantage. I didn't come to the pre-show meeting,
now,
Don.
In a way, he already has broken the prime directive.
Yes.
He's speaking, obviously, of some news relating to...
Are they moving? That's the first thing that pops into my head.
If they're
moving, we can have a great deal of fun. If they're moving, this will be a show of great joy.
Well, you know, it'd be okay if they move. There's a lot of stuff to do out there still.
A lot of work to be done.
I really don't know.
And I feel the need simply to say at the end of yesterday's show, God hates asparagus.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say my stepdaughter actually has regularly scheduled calls from her father. It's actually pretty common right now. He lives in Florida.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but they live in a Hollywood world that you nor I could possibly comprehend. You know, with the kids being used like a Stretch Armstrong in between.
Yeah, but if it's an 11-year-old missing a call, I haven't heard that.
But how do you know how many calls she has missed?
Or
and
what led up to that?
Okay, we'll hear the call.
I have regularly scheduled calls with my wife.
I was looking at Don.
A lot of times I duck them, but.
I was looking at Don pleadingly
play the tape.
I just want to speak with some authority on this.
I'm just wondering what it was that went on in Sacramento. I'm sorry I got suckered into that.
They're moving.
I'm checking.
I don't
it's
even
probably
know
probably nothing.
They're moving.
Hold on. Yanni's got it. Let's go to Yanni.
Johnny
Gorman.
Hi, Yanni.
Not that this is a huge scoop, but they fired their coach.
Oh,
BFD.
Oh,
you know.
BFD.
Keep us posted.
God.
You know.
F you. Okay, so that's God.
F you. Yeah. You know.
Boy, I wish there's... electric shock we could send down the lane. Because you know you're actually going to have to shock somebody that calls because you know we'll get a call. And we'll get a call like after 5 o'clock Eastern time, too.
If you.
Hey, do you hear about the coach?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Kim Basinger's a dirty hooker.
Ooh. Oh, you side with Alec in this situation?
Starting.
Well, because I've had a 13-year-old stepdaughter who would demand, you call me at this time, Dad. And then her mother would hear it, and then her mother would be on the phone. And my husband would take time off to talk to his daughter. The mother would never let her answer the phone.
I'm sorry, you are Excedrin headache number 13, honey. No wonder he left you. Here we go. Here's the entire call, Mike.
Okay.
From Alec Baldwin. Make your own decision.
Very good.
Who the hell knows?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now. Because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone that calls you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, You have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child.
He doesn't know.
Your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
To replay this message.
I love you, Daddy.
Wow.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
I heard, you know, like, I heard little excerpts. I had no idea.
So now that you've heard the whole thing, and when you first hear it, it's like, oh, my God. You know, he's a dad who's mad at his daughter. And, you know, today's 11 was yesterday's 18. Who knows? Who really knows?
You know.
I'm not sure what you mean.
What I mean is you can speak to an 11-year-old now. An 11-year-old perhaps understands the ins and outs of what's going on with mommy and daddy and making the prescribed call on the cell phone time. I'm not saying what he did was right.
Right.
He sounded to me like a dad who was pissed at his daughter. Mm-hmm. And a dad who said, in essence, what mom used to say all the time, wait till dad gets home. Mm-hmm. You know, what he's saying is, you know, this is the last time I'm going to have this with you. You know, I'm mad. I'm going to see you on Friday. You know, I'm not for the name calling.
No.
Yeah, I am not trying to deflate this.
I'm listening to that, you know, and there's
listen, one, I know he's father of the year.
There's
okay?
one thing
I
you
mean, there's no way around that.
There's one thing you say that you don't know what kind of games have been played on her end.
And keep
with that said.
And keep in mind the last thing I'll say, and then come on with it, is that the only way this tape gets out is if mommy gives it to TMZ to make daddy look bad.
Right.
So there is some sort of triangle at play here.
But daddy did everything in his power to look bad in that situation.
You think so?
What a little pig you really are.
The premise here that I would take, and I think I speak with a little bit of experience on the matter.
He looks like the jackass of the year.
You're talking about, if he's talking about an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old.
Or 12, Mike.
I have an 11-year-old. And you know, you can't in this situation at that age. You cannot project that kind of. The reason that kid's got a tough start, for starters, is because mommy and daddy didn't have it together and couldn't figure out how to make it work. I'm there. I live that every day. That's true. But to do so, that's a disadvantage right there. That both parents have to accept. You have to accept that your kids are having a tougher time than a lot of other kids that have, you know, the whole family unit together. And then to do that, to lay that on the kid, it's just, I think it's complete BS. I'd knock a guy out if I heard him talking to his kid like that, if they were that age. And an 11-year-old, my 11-year-old's teeny tiny, you know, I'd never speak to her that way, ever, under any circumstances. You yell at a kid when they're, you know, when they're screwing up and they're doing something and might you know not cleaning their room or something like, but that's like serious
heavy.
I know you say today's 11. I mean, today's 18. But that's,
I'm sorry,
I disagree with that.
Has nobody ever lost their temper with their kid?
I've lost my temper with my kids dozens of times.
I've never called my kid like a little pig or anything like that. But when he was little,
right?
God knows there were times that you would hear that tone in my voice.
But I'm just taking some facts that I hear. He's leaving a message. He hasn't even gotten through. He doesn't know the circumstances. He doesn't know what the deal is. He's calling, and she's got her phone turned off.
I just get the feeling that he's today's Imus.
That's all I know. Oh, he's totally. She totally screwed him.
He's being thrown out there. Yes,
but you know something.
That was a bad thing for a dad to do to a daughter.
Agreed.
But my God, this is now playing out like okay, because the Virginia Tech thing, we can't talk about it. We got to make Alec Baldwin now. The bad guy of the day, the Darth Vader of the day.
And if she released that tape to the media, if she's the one that's responsible for that, she's just as bad. But that should go to a social services person, a counselor, somebody. I mean, that guy's got some serious issues.
Not the radio.
Some serious.
You've gotten furious at your kid
as an adult, but you know that there's some boundaries around that.
I know he's a jackass, and he sounds like a jackass in the tape. There's no denying. There's no denying that.
It's the age.
I mean, he's 11 years old. There's no way he can defend that in this public forum.
Here's what his people have said: if you knew the circumstances leading up to this point, you would understand Alec's outrage. Beyond that, we have nothing to say.
Did anybody examine maybe the fact that he might have had a couple of pops, too?
Oh, well, sure.
I get that from the, you're 11 years old or 12 years old, whichever it is.
He's Alec Baldwin. How's he supposed to know?
One of those.
You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
He lives in a world that you and I could not live in.
But the whole thing, you know, this is
the world of 30 Rock, my friend.
I read the whole thing about Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin. Wasn't the whole deal his temper?
He's got a legendary temper.
She used to talk about that all the time. If that was the reason, you know.
Did you ever think maybe she just wouldn't listen?
I do know the last time.
Ah, you contrarian, you.
The last time Baldwin was on Broadway, he was asked to leave a show or there was trouble with him and the supporting cast because he ripped a phone out of the wall backstage and threw it at a cast member. Didn't hit him.
That's right.
Did not hit him. But...
I mean, yeah, like I said, he's a jackass.
Well,
but...
It's the age. I'm just basing it on the age. You're absolutely right. There's certain kids that, you know, there are kids in this country that deserve a talking to like that. You know, but not a little one like that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's a funny tape to listen to, and it's funny the coverage because after the press got their wee-wees spanked for all of the overkill, pardon the pun, with Virginia Tech.
I had to move on.
You could not. Today, here's what I saw in the news.
It's a perfect out for them, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First, it was this. It was, good morning. None of us are in Blacksburg today. Look, we're all back in our regular sets, and we're all going to do our regular show. Now, we do have someone out in Blacksburg, and today we're going to talk to a survivor. We're going to talk about healing. And then after that, we're going to fry Alec Baldwin. Wait till you hear what he said. Just forget that we put the tapes of the killer on TV yesterday.
We have our villain du jour.
Yeah. If only Alec Baldwin had posed with a gun, you know, and with a hammer and stuff.
Right, right.
Then we'd really have something.
Hey, can I say something about Virginia Tech
real quick?
Because, you know, over there, I don't know if you've seen it as much as I've seen it out where I live. It's kind of a neat day today.
Yeah.
Because you are seeing the colors, the Hokie colors that, you know, you can't find any Hokie colors because they're all sold out and everybody's, it's just, it made me feel good to see everybody showing the colors with the ribbon. And it's just everywhere you go, you're seeing that. And I think that's a nice thing as opposed to, you know, putting the idiot on TV and on the cover of every newspaper in America. I thought it was kind of cool to see that today. It really, really was.
I almost did that, but I wish I wasn't so goddamn cynical about the world. One of the things that I read, this is the problem when we go on vacation, I read a lot more like newspapers than I normally do.
Right.
And I was reading something about how we're such suckers that when you buy a ribbon and you put a ribbon on and you think you're in some way supporting a cause, or if you're one of the many people that slaps the thing on the back of your car to support whatever, you think the money is going for that when really it's going towards some novelty shop somewhere.
You're supporting the ribbon industry.
Yeah, which is doing nothing really.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and that's
for the charity.
Especially today, they haven't had enough time to put together.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are people literally going out to a ribbon store and buying the ribbons and showing the colors or whatever the sporting goods store, the sports store where they can get the colors. You know, everybody knows that. I don't think there are any organizations that are. You're talking about the, you know, long-standing organization, the tie a yellow ribbon and the support our troops.
You've got the support your troops magnet on the back of your car. The thing was, you know, do you realize, you know, depending on where you got it and how much you paid for it, probably none of the money goes towards anything towards supporting our troops.
On the bright side, magnet sales are up.
You know, you bought something to say what you think.
Right.
Yeah, I think that you're right in that as far as they do that and you don't. you know, it doesn't really benefit anybody. But if it makes people feel better, yeah. I think it's cool.
So there's that thing going on today, which is good to mention. And it's also 420. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Joe. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And, Robbie, it's Hitler's birthday.
Don, you've covered everybody.
He didn't know.
So there you go.
Everybody's taken care of today.
I think he knew.
That's very good.
Oh, please.
Did you see my ribbon?
Oh, take that off.
Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing? God bless both of you.
Very well.
You guys pulled me through cancer when I had it, and, you know,
well, what can I say?
On the radio.
What can I say?
I always wanted to live.
Please, hold on. Let's talk about Mike and I getting you through cancer.
Do you think we could use that? Do you think that would it be unfair for us? I mean, that's a legitimate answer from a guy that had cancer. Yeah. He said we pulled him through cancer. Could we be the show that beats cancer?
Did we cure you?
Yeah, you cured me. I'm not going to give up.
Listen to that. All right. Now, so you're,
I just wanted to let Mike know that the whole crap going on up in Sacramento, where I got to head up to now in traffic for 5 hours, is that the coach got fired, Musselman, today. And the other thing about Bassinger, I guess she asked.
Hold on a second.
Broke the cancer or not? You broke the prime directive.
You broke the rule about the stupid news story.
Right out of the gate, we already talked about the coach being
fired. Oh my God! You're ripe for cancer again now.
Oh no!
You've opened yourself up. You better listen to the whole show today to make sure you're healed.
That's the only way. You're going to have to listen to the show start to finish.
I'll put it right over the wound.
Thank you, my friend.
It's got us there.
The wound.
Hello there. Don and Mike show is oozing. Soaking wound.
Sitting there with a radio on top of it.
His open wound.
Turn it up.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
I don't know.
It just seems like every other day I turn on the radio and it's the latest witch hunt. You're looking for the guy that calls his kid a pig when really by today's standards I have 5 kids myself and my 11-year-old. When he gets upset, he cusses like a sailor. It's so one-sided. Being a part-time dad is hard enough as it is, and who knows what mom's doing to influence the situation. It's just unfair, I think.
Well, maybe I'm tainted by this whole thing because I got such an awesome 11-year-old. But
true.
My daughter doesn't do that, so it's a, you know, and I completely, you know, really, how do you look at something like this if you're a father other than through your own eyes? And as a divorced father, I look at it through my own eyes and with my own experiences. That's the only way that I can judge it.
Let me give a quick call to one of my kids.
Calling Kim Basinger?
Yeah, no. Actually, as it turns out, this would be a great weekend for me. My kids surprised me.
Oh, that's right. Your kid's coming into town.
He's coming home.
Here? Wonderful.
This weekend, bringing home yet another conquest.
Wow. A new one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Older gal.
Very good.
Just received her master's yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Significantly older. Couple of years, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Darn it.
Bart.
Is not available. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig. What a rude little pig you really are. Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hey, you know something?
Oh,
no, what? I had a dream last night.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
No, let's listen.
Press 2 to erase and message review.
What a rude little pig you really are. Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
If you are satisfied,
your laughing still comes
press
through.
Press 1 to listen to your message. To send your message with normal delivery.
No, with urgency,
press 1
please. With urgency.
To send your message with urgent delivery.
It's urgent.
Press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Yep. So, anyway.
Speak to him, please. It's kind of urgent.
There I am, Progressive Father of the Year again, as he's bringing home. I'm glad he brings home his girlfriends and the women in his life. And looking forward to having a little man around. We're going to go up. I say little man. He's freaking 22 years old.
Yeah. 22.
Gonna go spend some quality time this weekend with my sister-in-law, Robbie, and Ben, who's getting married over the summer. I know we've talked about my nephew, Ben.
God.
And
How old is Ben?
I don't know, about 100. wow. Bart is old enough to be the best man at Ben's wedding this summer.
Ben would be, what, 23, 24?
Ben is way... If Bart's 23, Ben's got to be 26, 27.
Wow.
Something like that.
Hey, old clock on the wall.
Anyway.
Sure moves fast.
So I'm happy the boy's coming back this weekend, and sure. Things are looking good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Like that. Had a... you know, we should take some calls, and hold on. I'll tell you about... A couple of quick things at the house, including the language barrier.
Radio gods.
The language barrier, Jack, I want to tell you, it almost bit me in my big, formerly chapped ass today.
Your own house.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, hello, Radio gods.
Yes.
Yes, yes, for the 8,000th time, yes.
I'm sorry. Hey, doesn't Dr. Phil do his specials on NBC, the same station that carries 30 Rock?
I don't know, you rude little pig. All I know is that we've taken this call, and I've made an ass out of myself taking this call.
Why are you compelled to say Radio God so many times?
You rude little pig.
You are a rude little pig.
I'm on the line. I'm such a rude little pig.
I'm getting up. I'm getting on a plane Friday, the 20th.
You've made me late already.
Oink.
Alec, you are the rude little pig, and you've got issues to deal with.
You know, he may have to go that route,
yeah.
depending on how much hair this grows over the weekend. Right. He may have to end up going on one of those shows.
How much of your anger, Alec, is based on the fact that you were beaten by your brothers? Tito, Danny, Zippy?
Here's a question for him. How mad is Alec Baldwin still to this day at people like Joe? When he writes his name down on the screen, he puts Alex Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin.
That explains the source.
How much repressed anger have you had in your soul for reading A-L-E-X all those years?
Now we've got like 8,000 unscreened calls and about 8,000 screen calls. And one of the screen says Mike wants to talk about Alex Baldwin. Hello,
yeah,
Mike.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Alex said he went out of his way to find a phone. Don't most of us just reach in our pocket to find a phone? I just don't understand what he's talking about.
Well, again, it's the Hollywood life that neither you nor I know about.
I thought he was being completely rational.
Here he is, an unscreen call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Don, let me tell you. What? Last night I'm sitting on a couch in my funk. And I was channel surfing. And I know you talked about this before, but I bump across Doug Christie's and his wife reality show. Let me tell you what this pussy has to do every year anniversary.
Let's just give a little background. This is the guy, when he played with the Sacramento Kings, his wife would sit in the stands, wouldn't let him look at other women.
Would take team flights to away games. She would ride on the team plane with him.
Yeah, really?
She had a very short leash on this guy.
Ball and chain. It was his balls on her chain.
And he always claimed when he was interviewed that he loved it. He liked being controlled like that. He liked the fact that she was in such control of him.
Liked the fact that she had his nuts in a jar. And now they have a TV show. So anyway, what's happening on their show?
Bob, get that out of my... I'm sorry. Don, listen.
Why?
Every year.
Bro, what is this foghorn leghorn thing you're doing?
No. I was talking to my mother. She's in the background. Listen. Right. She, every year.
Were you really talking to your mother? Were you really were you really talking to your mother?
Yeah, really. I was talking to my mother.
Put her on the phone.
Well, she's going across the street to see
her.
No,
she hasn't.
No, see, you're going to lose me. You're going to lose me here.
Oh, no. Listen. Okay. Doug Christie. Now, listen.
No.
You're lying.
Where's your mama?
She's in the back room with Satan. Now, can I say this?
No, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
And you may have had something nice to say about Doug Christie's show that maybe we would have been interested in.
Might have been. That's interesting, too.
I remember about Doug Christie. Every time he made a shot, he had to make a gesture to his wife in the
crowd. Oh, yeah, a secret gesture.
Wow. Yeah, and there was secret Christie code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
And you know that caller really had a chance. And Mike and I felt that making the bike for him would have been good until he refused to put his mama on the phone.
We really liked the way the caller's gas tank matched up with the frame. So we decided that we'd keep it just as is because it really looks special, and we thought it'd make him real happy.
Oh, and just so you know how retarded I am with American Chopper, yesterday, just in our everyday jibber-jabber, Mike mentioned an episode, said, hey, did you see the one with where they cut the new open? And I said, no, I hadn't.
Right.
And I got home, and it really bothered me. So I went through my collection.
Of course.
And I called Mike today and I said, I want to let you know, I have seen that episode. However, I had the episode titled on my disc, The Wheel of Blame, because that really is what the focus of that episode was about, was Mikey making a Wheel of Blame.
And I didn't know that because I had seen it a while back. I didn't know that the Wheel of Blame took place on the same show. But since I'd seen it, obviously it had happened.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of time and effort into the Wheel of Blame. You don't see the Wheel of Blame used in other episodes, though, which frustrates me.
No, it only made that one episode.
Yeah, because, I mean, apparently the Wheel of Blame is Paul Sr., you know, blaming somebody for something going wrong, as opposed to he's going to do it every time, and really he doesn't put a lot of thought into it, so they figure they might as well spin a wheel to see who's at fault when things go wrong in the shop.
And what's great is that they have all of this incredible stuff that cuts through metal and makes intricate patterns and this high-tech stuff.
Isn't like a water saw? Isn't that, I mean, it's that, don't they cut with
flowjet? It's called a flowjet.
And they cut with incredibly high-powered water.
And they're using this incredible technology to make like a big-time game show wheel that has people's names on it.
And right there is the reason that I love American Chopper, because of that. That they take that. I mean, how much did you see the episode where they were bringing it into the shop?
Yeah.
That machine, which was, you know, they had an inch to spare on either side.
Yeah, when they were trying to get it through the wall.
It was incredible. And they use it, you know, for a little prop because it's Mikey.
And, you know, even though that guy called and had something to say, we had to hang up on his ass anyway.
Yeah, it's a real shame. And regarding the guy that called up and had cancer, we would have talked to him, except he brought up the stupid Sacramento coach thing again, which is a real detail we don't want to waste time with.
Because, you know, we've done a lot of talking around the shop, and we made that bike, and we all decided cancer's not good. And OCC don't want to be a part of cancer.
So we're real happy we could get together and make him, you know, feel good and all that stuff and thing, you know, like, you know, stuff, thing, you know, like that.
Are you goofing on the Tuttles?
Never. I'm afraid of the Tuttles.
It's a tribute.
Mike, I'm afraid of Senior.
There's playful.
Yes.
There's playful kidding of the Tuttles.
Yes.
But there always must be that underlying respect and love for all things Tuttle.
I respect the Tuttles, and I'm sorry if I cross the line into just pure mockery.
I was telling Jan as we were watching the Letterman from last night, the one that I was really looking forward to. After we were wondering what's wrong with Gary Shandling's lips.
Someone tell me what's wrong with his whole head. What is wrong with his face, his head?
Good. Didn't look good. Then the Tuttles, and also, what does it say about the Letterman show? Gary Shandling gets one segment, the Tuttles get two.
Yeah. And okay. and Mikey had to bring out the bike.
Not entertaining.
Mikey had to bring out the guitar bike.
It's what I've always loved about American Chopper. They're at the absolute pinnacle right now. And last night they're on Letterman, and they really are just as unassuming and dumb and... What are you doing?
What is that wheel?
What is that?
Is that the wheel? That's the wheel of Van Dyke from
we
some
still
years
have
ago.
The wheel. Wait a minute. We still have the wheel. How? Where has that been hidden?
I found it at my house during the move, and I just brought it in today. And when you're describing your wheel, I said, good God, I've got it in my car.
The wheel of Van Dyke. Who's funnier?
Spin it, boy.
Who's funnier? Let's see what happens.
Spin it.
This is, all right, now, wait, before you spin it, we should say our wheel of Van Dyke.
We used to have an argument on the show about who the funnier Van Dyke was, my man Dick.
Or my man Jerry.
Or Mike's man Jerry. And we argued about it so much, we finally had a listener make us an actual wheel, like a Wheel of Fortune.
Beautiful.
And it's powerful, handsome.
Oh, it's great.
It really is.
It's a nice unit.
It's like Carney quality.
It was made by some architect, right?
Hey, we're all in here.
It's bright red, which is a nice detail. Right.
Well, somebody take a picture of it for the website.
Okay, it's spinning.
It's not making the click, click, click sound.
Why don't spin it so damn hard?
Yeah.
So recklessly.
The thing is that it's off kilter.
How come it's not making the sound?
It's apparently come off its axle.
Is it broken?
It needs to be adjusted.
Oh, it needs to be.
Rob just dropped the S bomb. Rob just dropped the S bomb.
Well, now you're busted.
You don't hear that much, do you?
I think the rubber flicker on the thing is too old.
Yeah, I think it needs a new one.
The rubber's rotted?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rubber's rotted out.
How many times have you said that, Buzz? I'm sorry. This rubber has gone bad.
Night after night.
We're going to have to send this back to the shop.
No, all you need to do is get a piece of plastic and put it in that little thing, a long enough piece of plastic that'll somebody's got to have something.
Sure. Getting back on point, though, while these guys are fixing our wheel about the Tuttles, last night, and Letterman is giving them a prostate exam. I mean,
he loves it. Then.
Really, they could just sit there, and Letterman, like myself, could just look at them and go, golly, you guys sure are super.
He loved them, didn't he?
They don't bring anything at all. They sit down and Letterman says, how you doing? And they both go, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. It's Letterman is basically so enamored of the Tuttles that they can say anything. They can say an I don't know, and he will laugh it. Like it's the best stand-up comedian you've ever seen.
And that's what I love about the Tuttles is they're not putting it on. No. It's just like
they're being real.
There you go. Now we got the sound.
There we go. Perfect.
Okay, spit it one more time. Here we go. One more. Here we go.
Put your money down.
Is it Dick or is it Jerry?
Always bet on Dick. Always bet on Dick. Come on, Dick.
It's Dick.
Dick.
Dick. Dick.
Best two out of three.
Winner.
I'll take my money and go home right now, Mike.
Please.
I'll take my money and go. Okay, two out of three.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
All right.
The Wheel of Van Dyke. Come on, Dick.
Jerry.
Jerry.
This is the tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker. Here we go. Now two out of three.
Very exciting.
Mikey's a big winner.
All chips are in.
Deciding win.
Come on, Dick.
Hold on.
Why'd you spin it the other way?
What are you doing?
Why did you spin it the other way?
Because the thing was about to break. We've got a bad clicker.
The clicker's definitely rotted out.
Yeah, so hold on. Here we go. Official spin.
Always bet on Dick. Dick never lets you down.
Oh, Jerry.
Dick!
Congratulations.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Dick is the best Van Dyke today.
Why don't we fix it instead so it's not broken so we can have a functioning wheel,
Mike,
please.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
It's not right, the things, huh?
It's operate. As far as I'm concerned, it operated fine on the first spin and on the third spin.
It definitely has rot. It has clicker rot.
The second spin is the spin we got to look at.
Not fair.
I've had that too.
No spin zone.
Not right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Who did more damage to the 11-year-old girl, the father who made the phone call or the mother who released the call to the world?
That's a great point. That
I
really
would say
is.
Right there.
He is a bitch on a stick.
Hold on. It's like 50-50, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's 50-50.
Absolutely
50-50.
They are parents.
Not really.
That's the whole thing. I mean, it's, you know, in a situation like that, if you do the War of the Roses thing, especially with kids involved, you know what's going to happen? The kids are going to suffer eventually. So, you know, they should both sit their selfish asses down and get this thing figured out.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
I love you too, Daddy.
God. I mean, but the kids, I mean, forget the kid. Yeah. Seriously, that's that kid screwed up.
Hold on. Yeah, there must have already been trouble, clearly.
You know, I bet my daughter, who lives in an igloo in Minnesota, has not heard one word about this story. She's so tied up with the three kids and everything going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Of course. How old are they again?
They are six, four, and two.
There you go. That's a handful.
And, damn it. There'll be no fun.
Hi, you've reached four.
Yeah. It's no fun leaving a message.
I know.
Never mind. It'd be more fun with her because she's a girl.
None of your kids are home.
No, they're not.
You know, I sent my daughter a text message yesterday during the show. I think I have.
Oh, good.
Hold on a second.
You rude little pig.
Let me see what I said.
Dear Catherine.
Can you retrieve sent text? Yes, sent
You
mail.
Should be able to.
Yeah,
sure. What did you write?
6:24 p.m. April 19th. I love you and I am so proud of you. Oh. That's it. I didn't put the other part in there. I'm so sorry. I just wanna...
That's implied. It's understood.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
You guys are completely forgetting that Alec Baldwin has a God complex.
I am
God.
There it is.
Yes. What, Robbie?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You just when you walk by the microphone and put your headphones on.
You mean when the building shakes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you always are eager to hear what I have to say.
Well, that's why I said what, Robbie?
I know. That's the building. Make you wait on it, though.
That's why I said what? Come on. Who's been by your side during the whole TV ordeal?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Tom.
Who called you up today and said, do you have it yet? Is it there yet? Call me when they fix it. Didn't I say, wake me up when Rob's TV is fixed and feed me a cherry pie?
How was my mood when you called this morning?
Not good.
Yeah, and it's no better now.
Oh. Not good.
You don't have TV still?
No, I have TV, but I was to get my high definition installed today.
Yeah.
But when they came out on the third appointment to give me TV, they installed the wrong dish.
This is the third time, fourth time they have completely screwed up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These are the DirecTV people?
Yes, I think it's the installers more than the company itself, but let's blame everybody.
Mm-hmm. So it's got to be high def then.
Oh, absolutely. If you pay that kind of money, what are you going to do, watch medium def? I want my high-density TV.
Not like you're going without food.
What was that?
I am God.
Oh, Buzz, hold on.
But don't make me choose.
Let me just say to you, Buzz, a man who loves television as much,
well,
or maybe more than anybody.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Buzz,
yes.
Could you exist? Well, you know, you don't watch a lot of sports. Could you exist in a world where you knew high def was available and was there, and still you were forced to watch regular analog TV?
You've got me. It would frustrate me.
Yeah,
it would depress me.
You have a high-definition set. You have a high-definition box, but no high-definition television.
Could you live without high-definition, Buzz?
For a couple of days if I had regular TV, sure.
How many people in this room are addicted to high-definition? I am.
I'm
completely addicted to high-definition.
And what if the installer told you that you'd have it last Sunday, and here it is Friday, and you don't have it?
Rob.
Yeah.
Right, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Goddamn right.
No wonder I dropped an S-bomb.
You know. You know, Rob.
Yes, Tom.
You know.
Tom, do you like high def?
F you, Rob.
Robot. Hello, Don and Mike.
Have you, Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Alec Baldwin for a second.
Who doesn't? Go ahead.
I think there's two really important points to remember in the whole thing. The first one is, I mean, obviously this is a pattern problem, and you should never underestimate a woman's ability to irritate the hell out of somebody. And the second thing is what he said about, I don't care that you're a kid. I mean, that's the whole point. He should have left that message for Kim and not for his kid.
Right. Can I say something, though? And I think this is an important point that needs to be made here. No matter what he said on that tape, it doesn't make him any less handsome.
Or any less
fat. Don, has anybody said that today?
I don't think so.
Have you heard that in any media?
Can I just pile on and be beneath Mike's quote to say, ascot, thy name is Baldwin.
Yes.
Smoking jacket,
yep.
Ascot, thy name is Baldwin.
Sweaty balls. Still was a great bit
on
Saturday
maybe
Night Live.
One of his best bits ever on Saturday Night Live.
So good on Saturday Night Live. He's such a funny
great
man.
Great on 30 Rock.
And here's the thing. How can you hate the guy for yelling at his kid? Because didn't he give ABC? Always be closing.
Yeah.
Right?
Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's the man.
You ever think maybe?
That's a good tact. You know what? You know, let's go against it because everybody's making him the villain.
No, Mike, I'm just saying, you know, maybe his daughter is a pig who just won't listen.
Yeah, it's the girl's fault.
I predict he comes out of it smelling like a rose. I think it's forgotten by Monday. Because what he's already issued the statement is saying, you don't know what led up to this.
You know,
and
you might
that's
be
all he says. It's more personal than anything.
You might be right in that we've come off a couple of weeks of a lot of crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already reading on the internet the people that are saying, hey, don't compare this to Imus, you know, and stuff like that. So I think from that standpoint, I think people might be ready for a break.
He never hit her. Yeah. He yelled at her. And, you know, who's not guilty of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know
he'll be sorry,
Dad. You
Tom.
Know. Hello, Dad. What if his daughter actually talked like that? You know. Hello. It's Ireland. You know.
Well, he didn't coice. Oh, he did coice. He did say
one word.
He feels like S.
He said the S word.
Right. Yeah.
And then he said ass. That gets deleted out on TV as well.
It does.
Yes.
Which means it's perfectly acceptable.
Right.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call,
yeah.
I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
We heard that one.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
His voice gets high when he gets
when
mad.
He's really mad.
Okay, I want to tell you something, okay?
He just sounds like a dick.
You know, the thing is that caller was right, though, about in this day and age, trying to get to a phone, trying to get to a pay phone and borrow quarters. And...
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Wow.
Is she a chubby girl?
Oh, no, God, I hope not.
No, she isn't. I've seen photos.
I'm sure she's anorexic. She's a child of Hollywood.
Exactly. Hey, she's got, look at the jeans, though. You know, she's got Alec and Kim. I mean, Kim in her day, wow. Yeah.
She's probably heroin chic.
Alec has a few different sizes of jeans, though.
This is true. Alec does balloon a little bit.
I remember him on the...
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, Sharon Osbourne show.
When he wore the robe.
He was in
massive.
Bed.
Massive.
Yeah, he looked like a
blimp. At least, you know, at least... And again, I think that's a reason why I like and respect... I'm going to say Charles Barkley so much.
Right.
Because I say, when you talk about race, Charles Barkley speaks his mind. On that dumb NBA show, he speaks his mind about his weight. Because they give him a hard time constantly about his weight.
Right.
He says, you know, hey, I got my fat clothes, I got my medium clothes, I got my skinny clothes.
He's smart to do it that way. I sometimes think I should do the same thing. I truly do. Or just, like, wear a parka. Just a parka with nothing on underneath.
I love that, but just have the fat clothes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you got to remember Alec Baldwin. He has the power to cloud men's minds. And this will all be forgotten.
What's that from?
What's that? What movie is that from?
The Shadow.
The Shadow. Oh, yeah.
He was Alan Cranston.
Yeah, he did do a lot of bad movies.
Wasn't he a Tom Clancy guy, too?
He was the first Jack Ryan.
He was the first Jack Ryan.
Wasn't he the first one?
He was of Hunt for Red October.
That was before Patriot Games, which was before Clear and Present Danger.
He was great in the Hunt for Red October.
And I know we've probably discussed this a million times. Even if it's on regular edited TV, don't you always stop on Clear and Present Danger?
Oh, absolutely. Phenomenal movie.
And speaking of high def, if that's ever on...
I never see it, though. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's on the high def channel a lot. On DirecTV.
With that great villain. That great, like, kind of Antonio Banderas villain.
The overweight guy with the mustache who's hitting a jugs machine, who's hitting at a batting cage.
He's the one where they try to take him out with a jet, right?
Yes.
But then there's the other guy... Who's the suave?
Oh, okay, right.
The suave, like mastermind.
Yeah, the guy who later the fat guy tries to beat up with a bat,
a baseball bat,
a baseball
because that's his hobby. He's got a batting cage at his Colombian residence.
See, that's the guy that I like in the movie. The fatter guy, the drug lord, the guy who, when he's walking through the rubble, goes, "You did this to me! I will find you! You took this from me!"
It's a great movie.
And the guy you're talking about is the guy. I'm so anal about
this.
He's
the Casanova guy.
The guy who gets it on with Moira,
yes.
Who is a girl who works in the State Department.
That's it. And that's how he gets all the intel. Because he's basically gotten into the intelligence agency through her, through getting in her.
You know.
And then he has to snap her neck.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it goes in espionage.
You know.
You know. Couldn't do that to him. Unsnappable.
Yeah. God damn.
That'd be a good movie name.
Unsnappable.
Hello. Don and Mike show. I had a moment I was thinking, how can I work Tinkle into this?
Tinkle the musical?
Because yesterday, as long as we're talking about projects and titles and everything, really, I've got to tell you, Mike, the investors are clamoring.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
To get behind our Tinkle erotica.
You know, what we're trying to do now is spread the wealth a little bit, but there's so many people that have offered so much money. In many cases, twice as much as that amount of $800,000 for the movie that we were pitched on yesterday.
There's the medical thriller you pitched, The Hunt for Red Tinkle.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Surprise ending.
Clear and Present Tinkle.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, the other one doesn't work. Patriot Tinkle.
Tinkle.
It would have to be Tinkle Games.
Right. Tinkle Games. That could be the real title.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Where you, God?
Hi there.
Just wanted to let you know this morning, Opie and Anthony were on the Junkies promoting some comedy thing they're having. And
I am aware of that.
Yeah. And they did you hear that they gave you guys a shout-out?
Yes, I heard that also. Nice. Thank you to Opie and Anthony. It's very nice of them to do that.
Every once in a while we get asked about that. We're very, very fond of Opie and Anthony.
They've they've certainly paid their dues to get where they are. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
I think that they took a lot of heat in this company for standing up for Imus as well. I think they devoted a hell of a lot of more time on their show because they're in New York than we did on it. So, good for them.
Yeah. Good for them.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Tinkle the Musical, Tinkle and Present Danger, Clear and Present Tinkle.
Who would have thought it in the year 2007, with all the hardship we're going through? You just heard it. Opie and Anthony called us Junkies and said hi to us. And just years ago, we were all hating each other.
Now,
see, can't everyone take a lesson from us, Opie and Anthony, the Junkies?
You know,
whatever that crappy show is that's on after us and the crappy show that's on after that. And
if the world would take its cues from shock jocks, it might just be a better place for all of us.
Amen.
Well, the truth is, what you're finding now in radio is that, well, first, that old thing is really true. Your enemies become your friends, and your friends become your enemies, and you really never know who your enemies are until your friends sell you out. And the problem is now we're all in this boat together, so I think we finally figured out as an industry why should we fight with each other when really we are all one word away from being the next Imus.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very precarious way to make a living.
Seriously.
Based on the climate now between the FCC and the witch hunts that they had against
I mean, ain't nobody in this company that's got the Howard Life Preserver anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a chance.
Mel's not swooping down to save anybody anymore.
No, it doesn't work that way.
For goodness sakes.
But I do believe that people in this business are also quite resilient.
Yes, also true.
And good luck to the new president of CBS Radio.
Amen.
There's another new president in town.
Godspeed. There is indeed.
Godspeed.
Willkommen.
There's a new boss in town, and he had the job before.
He might be better than the last one.
The last one hated our guts. The question is... is it okay for us to say that now, or is he totally gone and out of the building?
Because we're not sure, we could still get fired.
So we'll just say, hey, Joel, good luck. And hey, Dan, welcome back.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Beautifully done.
Bum, 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 bum,
wonderful.
Bum. Stand behind the talent! Christ! Dan, that's what you used to do when Mel was here, when it was a real company. Stand behind the goddamn talent.
Amen.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Please.
You rude little pig.
Alec. Alec.
You didn't mean that, Alec.
What a rude little pig you really are.
All right, listen. Let's pick this up. Oh, when we come back, oh, my gosh, so much stuff to tell you about with the problem... in America, I'm going to have to handle this very delicately.
You got your fingers up in the air in that school marm way. The problem in America is...
the language barrier, and it almost cost yours truly a gigantic chunk of change.
Wow.
Really?
I'm not talking about like being fined by the FCC or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See. That's right, Mike.
Somebody planted the wrong tree?
No, sir. Let's do this and come right back.
Please.
That was just so naked. Someone plant the wrong tree.
Hello?
I think I need a bowel movement.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
No.
Hello? Okay. Break. Pause.
Break.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.